Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, live here on Journey into the Light. Our guest Kendra is live on Facebook, and I am posting that now on my Facebook page. You can pull up that live show tonight. And I'm also live on Facebook as well. But we are live on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. So where Kendra is our psychic medium for the night, and she's going to be taking your phone calls. So call on in 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Once again, 347-884-8245. 8245. And for all of you who are new to Journey in Light, or better yet, you guys who know what to do, if you guys want to make your donation for Love in Action, so we'll put you in line as far as like the next caller. You can go ahead and do that on the Facebook on the GoFundMe page or the PayPal link. And Nikki will be posting that there on Kendra's page, because my page is going to be closing down on Facebook, okay? So if everybody would go over to Kendra's page, I have posted that, and I'll post it in my chat before I close it down. And we will get started here on the show. I'll be taking your phone calls. So this is really great. You can watch the guest, Kendra, and you can listen to the show. And if you're still in my chat, I'm going to post the link here where you can find Kendra live, where I'm going to go now. So there's the link, guys, that are still on Facebook. I appreciate you coming. But we're all going to need to move on over. All right. I appreciate the thumbs up and the hearts and the love and all that good stuff. So, all right. So everybody head on over there. The link is right there. And I'll be over there shortly into that chat. I'm going to, as we normally do, as we start up the show here on the show page, I'm going to go ahead and throw on a beautiful song here. Tonight here on a Monday night. I hope everybody had a good Monday. And this is a beautiful song. Right after this song, we're going to start the show. So you can go and donate. The links are also on the show page. If you're here on my show page on Journey in Light on Blog Talk Radio, the links are right up top. If you absolutely can't donate, still call in. We will work in as many calls as we can. Okay. And here's a song that really speaks about things that we see in life that we sometimes don't wonder why there is, like, why is there so many homeless? Or better yet, why is a child born with deformities? Why does he have to wear crutches all his life? Things like that. This song really speaks to that. And we'll be back here right after this on Journey into the Light. And I am your host on the 10th year of Journey into the Light, Michael Long.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, locked and looking all my life. I've been wounded, jaded, loved and hated. I've wrestled wrong and right. He was a boy without a father and his mother's miracle. I've been reading, writing, praying, fighting. I guess I would be still. Yeah, that was until I knew God's will. Will's mom had to work two jobs. We'd watch him when she had to work late. We'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray. And then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and looking all my life.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light, as we have on psychic medium Kendra on the show here, and she's going to be taking your phone calls. So dial on into the show, and if you're on the Facebook Live with Kendra, Nikki will be posting, already has, so let's see. So Kendra, could you pin Nikki's post, or I don't know. Nikki, I don't see it. Maybe you could post it again if you've already posted it. But Nikki has the post of all the links that are on, so we put it on Facebook. But yeah, I don't see it, Nikki. You might want to repost it. There it is. So if we could just pin that. Okay, so we want to welcome everybody. Thanks for being here. We're doing psychic medium readings with Kendra. And all you got to do is dial on into the show, 347-884-8245. Thank you for pinning that. And then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? We're here to help you, the caller, the listener. And if you absolutely can't donate to any of my shows, we still want you to call in. We still will work in as many calls as we can for the show. So still call in, press the 1 on your phone, that's how it works here on Journey into the Light here. So start calling on in, and we are going to get started here in 3 minutes here, okay? And we'll be back here right after this.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. Flash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Okay, we're back here on Journey into the Light. And again, the number to call on in as we get started now, 347-884-8245 is the number. And press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And okay, so we're going to go to Kendra now. Okay. And let's go to my switchboard here. And Kendra, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming back on tonight.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And before we take calls, Kendra, why don't you kind of let the folks know a little bit about yourself? You know, like when you started connecting spirit and kind of how you've developed it since. And
okay, yeah, just one second.
Sure.
Sorry, my daughter.
Okay. What is
it? Okay, so I was born like this, so it's not like I just started doing it as a career, using my gifts, my intuition and stuff like that to help people find their purpose, and I also am a healer, so.
Okay.
Or a trauma release practitioner.
Do you need a little more time? You need a couple more minute break? I'd be happy to.
My daughter is just running in and out, and so I'm trying to get her situated.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, why don't we do that, okay? Okay, I'll give Kendra a couple of minutes here to adjust there. I know what it's like to have small kids. I raised twins, so I definitely know all about that. So, well, it gives you time to call in to the show, folks. You still got time to call in. And if you want to speak to Kendra, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. And donations go to the homeless mission, Love in Action. And it's all about helping those in need. And as I was telling the live feed people when I was there live on Facebook, when you can take a man like Burles that we found, that God led me to him, as I was saying, he wasn't asking for any help or didn't have a sign out, but God told me to go help him and go talk to him, and he's the man you need to help, and he's pushing 2 shopping carts, and coming to find out, at age 14, he was kicked out of his house by his dad, because... Why, you might ask? Well, because he went to church and his parents told him that he couldn't go to church, so he kicked him out. So now at age 66, because of this mission, he finally has a place that he can call home. And that by itself would make the mission worth it. But we've done a whole lot more of helping people, and we want to continue to move people from the street to actually having a place that they call home. And now we're trying to find a place for Bill before it becomes winter, where he told me you don't sleep during the winter. He said it's too cold, it keeps waking you up. So that's real sad. So, well, let me see here. Go put this on here and let me check on a couple things. Thank you. Okay, we're back here on Journey into the Light, and we're going to go to your calls now. So start calling in, 347-884-8245. Let's see if, Kendra, are you back?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready for the first call?
Yep.
Oh, our call just keeps dropping that. This person who's keeps calling, and their line keeps dropping. It's just the
I'm trying to tell you it was you last week.
So area code 479, you're holding. If you want a reading, press the 1 on your phone. Let's check with them. 479, do you want a reading? We can pull you on up now.
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you had a great opportunity there. Okay. So lines are open, folks. 347-884-8245. Freaky phones tonight. It looks like. And how old is your daughter, Kendra?
She just turned 7 on the 3rd.
Do you feel like she's has any abilities? Do you notice anything?
Yeah, she's one of the first things I noticed is that she reads minds. So there's no keeping anything from her.
Yeah. I wonder who she got that from, right?
Well, I don't really read minds. I read vibrations. So.
Right.
It's a little bit more confusing.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's take area code 760. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, please?
My name's Nikki. Hi.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Kendra. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And your question, Nikki.
I don't really have a question, but she can just get whatever she wants off of me.
Okay.
You don't have a question at all?
If you want to kind of tap into where my love life is headed, we can go that route, I suppose.
Well, instantly I got that you're really, tired of the way it's been going. I see that it's been a lot more work than it's been worth, so to speak, what it feels like. Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
No, okay. Let's see. I'm getting that there's healing, emotional healing that you need to do, probably trauma from childhood, and take time to listen compassionately to those that love you, especially members of your family. So just in that alone, I'm getting that there might have been some trauma in childhood that you need to heal in order to have a healthy relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would think I was pretty well past that now. I mean, I was married for 28 years. I've just been alone for the last 4, so I'm sure I've probably done all the healing I should have done with my family.
Okay, so why did that marriage break up?
Grew apart.
Okay, well, just understand that right now, it's just the perfect time to, everybody needs to do healing and do inner work. And otherwise, you're going to be manifesting partners that are going to mirror the aspects of you that you suppress and deny or disown. And it's going to be very painful. So it just depends. A relationship is coming your way, but the choice is yours right now, whether or not you want that to be an inspirational relationship that allows you to grow, or one that comes from a place of a lot of struggle and pain that brings to light everything that you've had in the shadows? Does that make sense?
I don't really feel like there's a struggle going on. The struggle's in the past. So, you know, everything's just been moving forward with me. You know, I'm a Reiki master. I read tarot cards. I've been healing myself for years now. So I don't feel like there's any other healing that needs to go on. I just need to, you know, continue to move forward. And just with all this energy that's happening here in this month of August with the eclipses and all the planets going retrograde, and I just feel like I'm going to be, you know, thrown into another I'm leaving one cycle. I'm moving into the next cycle. So I guess I was just seeing what you were seeing for the next cycle.
So what's your like resistance that I hear? The irritation in your voice?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's as far as I'm picking up. There's a lot of like resistance. Everybody has a resistance to change. Humans are creatures of habit. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call there, Nikki. And everybody call on in 347-884-8245 to speak to Kendra. All you got to do is call in and press the 1 on your phone. Now we're going to go to, I believe, Lisa in Mexico. Is that correct?
Si. Señor.
All right. That is Lisa. Okay.
Hi, Kendra. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
I would love to hear anything you have for me in regard to my future love life.
Well, your spirit guides are saying that it's giving me discontent. And
yes.
Deprivation. And then trust your instincts and discern the truth of any situation. So are you currently looking for a relationship, or?
I am. Somebody's supposedly coming in, and like, I don't know, I'm friends with the guy, but he doesn't live in my area, and he's definitely been hurt by women, so that's not going to go anywhere. So single, wanting to mingle.
Well, hasn't everybody been hurt by a woman? Why is it not going to go anywhere? Like, you're not interested, or?
Oh, he has been hurt. It's like, and he's definitely, like, doesn't want any kind of a girlfriend or anything. So he's probably, it's like, you know, it's like we're just friends, but we communicate. But I was just curious if you saw anything in the future with somebody else that's coming along.
I see that you need to join, like, a group or some type of, not like a group for looking for a relationship, but like more of like things that you're interested in, like-minded people, whether it be like spiritual or something that is just, it causes you a lot of joy to do. And I see that in that it's, I don't know why I'm seeing, I can see you're like, it's almost like an event type of thing. And I see that like, you're just laughing, you're having a great time. And then this person just comes out of nowhere. It's kind of like when you've given up on looking. I see it between October and December, and
okay.
I don't know what happens in between now and then, but you're like, all right, I'm done. Like, I found these great people where we get along great. Like, I don't need a relationship. And then, bam, you just walk, you know, into your life. I see this person just coming out of nowhere. And it's like it really brings you this sense of comfort that you've maybe never experienced to that full extent.
Ooh, yay.
You know this person, you've known this person, but you can't put your finger on it. And I don't necessarily see that they, I see that they're traveling, and so they might not live in your location, but that won't matter, because once you guys connect, it doesn't matter, like, where you guys are, you're going to be together.
Great. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Can you get any physical characteristics whatsoever, or no?
I don't really get it, visions like that. It's more of energy, so.
But they definitely have good energy.
Yes. A very
good. And they're spiritual like I am, too.
Yes. And because that's where you guys end up meeting. That's what brings you guys together. It's like a spiritual group, or, you know, with like-minded people. And I see that you get like a good niche of friends from this group. And that you're just like, you're going, following your joy. You're like in your flow. You don't feel alone anymore. You don't feel like you're doing it all on your own. And I see you being like a part of this group, like you're a part of like organizing, or you have like a part in creating. Does that make sense?
Ooh, okay. I'll have to figure that one out, but I can imagine, I know where you're going with it, but I'll have to think about that one. But okay, great.
Well,
awesome.
Don't necessarily think. Focus more in on your heart space and your gut from now until then, and just follow your emotions and your instincts versus like what your mind makes those mean, and just ask the universe tonight or whenever. And I see that it's really simple. Like, you just ask for this to come into your life, this group. And then going on Facebook or something, go to events, and I just see that it just falls into your lap, and it's just synchronicity after synchronicity.
Awesome. Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful night, YouTube.
You
too. I will. I'm glad to like your page. I'm going to follow. Ta-ta.
Hey, Lisa. I had something for you. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Is it something about Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi?
You know, I'm always joking with you. Are you feeling a little bit better at home
now?
All right. I can't throw you
a dance around right now.
Right.
Yay. I appreciated that. Thank you.
I'll keep your nickname just to Facebook Live. I won't say it here. All right.
That's right. Churro girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Churro girl.
All right. Bye-bye. She's gone. Oh, we love Lisa. She's great. Okay, call on in, folks. We have Kendra here, psychic medium, taking your calls, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone once you've called in, okay? Press the 1 on your phone once you've called in, and we are going to go next to 754. Welcome. Can we get your first name? 754 area code. Can we get your first name?
Hello, Deborah.
Hang on a minute. Your line broke off. 985. Welcome. Can we get your
Hello?
First name?
Maggie.
I'm not going to say anything. Welcome, Maggie.
Hi, gorgeous. How you doing?
That's for you, Kendra. That's not me.
Oh.
I'm good.
Oh, you're cute. To all ladies, you look like a child, dear.
Oh, thank you.
She's pretty. I had her on live, but I can't see her now.
Yes.
Is she on? Like, you can't see her now?
No, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
I was just calling to see if you could tell me anything about any future relationships.
I am getting that there's a new beginning coming. Right, are you, do you have, like, two, or I don't know why I see you, like, sitting in the living room with, like, two or three good, close girlfriends. Does that sound like you? Am I connecting directly to you? Because I see that there's, like, a community of good friends around you.
I have family around me. I only have a couple of friends left living that I'm in contact with, and they live other places. They're not around me. I have really been kind of hermiting
for
the last couple of years.
Are you intuitive? Because the people that are around you, are you still connecting with the people that have crossed over? Because I'm getting it's like spiritual. Okay, gotcha. Isn't that nice? It makes it feel like people don't really leave. You can just still have that connection. I get that you just need to be clear in your intentions and stay focused and get involved in things. I wouldn't recommend like online dating or anything, but I actually see you going to like a grocery store and just kind of running into somebody that you may have. Is there somebody that like got away that was like maybe like a high school sweetheart or something?
Oh, honey, I'm old. There's a lot of them that got away.
Okay, well, I see that you might have been this person already in this life, and it was just kind of like wrong, like it was like right person, wrong time, and that you're going to run into this person. There's a couple of different things that I'm seeing in your both of your life path potentials to make this happen. I see it. I'm seeing September or November, and so I don't know if that makes sense, but it feels like you're like at a, like a grocery store, a store, and you just kind of like run into this person.
That would be something I would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go a lot of places. I go about like to the grocery and the beauty parlor and you know. The bank or the post office. That's about it. And I've been hermiting a lot, so that hasn't been availability for me to meet people because I haven't felt like going anywhere. I'm just starting to wonder now if there is, you know, a future for me with someone.
Well, there is, and this person, it just I see your heart chakra is just opening up. Set your intentions because I see. Just this whole time period that you've kind of, like, and I totally, like, understand where you're coming from. I've kind of done the same just in this year, just kind of keeping me and my daughter safe and being all by ourselves in a basement in Utah where we know nobody.
Right.
But right now, what?
I said exactly. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. I've been, like, holed up, you know.
But I see a lot of mental, like a lot of mental work that you've been doing with yourself, and that is so needed, and that's why you're at a, like vibrational alignment with coming into this union. Does that make sense? So just release all the fears and the things that you've had to keep yourself safe by building up these walls in the past, and I just see that you just need to release that, like with the full moon. That's what is it tonight or tomorrow? Just release it if you want. If you have the accessibility to like have a fire or something and burn anything that you're holding on to that no longer serves you, I see that just setting that intention because you're very, very powerful and you have extreme, like your abilities are incredible. Your intuition is key. So follow that. And when you get those little intuition thoughts of, I need to go now. Like, just follow what feels better. And every time you feel that resistance, just know, like, ask yourself what would feel better to do instead. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's going to line you up with this person.
Okay.
And if you wouldn't have done all this work previous, then you guys wouldn't have had this connection. Does that make sense? Because you guys wouldn't have been in the same space, like, emotionally and stuff like that. Like you would have had your walls up and you wouldn't have even seen him even if he was right in front of you.
Yeah, because I've had two relationships and the first one was really, you know, not too good, but I did get a daughter out of it. The second one I've spent a lot of years with. But he was jealous, and he was, it was very confining. I loved him, and I miss him, but he was extremely jealous and confining. It was almost like being a prisoner. But I went along with it because I did love him, and I didn't really care, you know, if it made him feel good. So, but I would like to hear something better.
No more self-sacrificing, though. Not with this one.
Good. That would be so refreshing.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans, but I live in Mississippi now.
Oh,
I've been here about 5 years now. I'm about 40 miles north of New Orleans.
Oh, I love your accent.
In the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. Well, a lot of people think that I'm from New York, even though I'm from New Orleans. But New Orleans is a melting pot, just like New York is. So it's I probably have a southern New Orleans accent. I don't know. I've never listened to myself, so I don't even know what I sound like.
real quick, spirit's coming through. I'm getting like a female energy. Did you lose like a close, like a best friend or a sister or something in your life that you?
I've been thinking about my sister, and I've also lost like really two really good close girlfriends in the last 5 years. I've lost two best friends and lost my sister. I've lost a lot of people in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, this energy, they're saying that she has become one of your guides. So she's right there, like, does that make sense? Like, she's one of your spirit guides now.
Do you know who she is? Or what name?
I never get names like that, but I'm seeing it's a sister energy, so I don't know if it's your sister or if it's your best friend. If you close your eyes and you feel into which one feels closer to a sister, and ask whose face do you see, it would be that person.
Okay.
Because I'm getting that it's a sister energy, but also that it might not be your biological sister. It's like you guys were attached at the hip, though, just you... A very loving sisterly bond that you guys shared, and that I just see a lot of like you feeling like you were kind of like a lost puppy after she passed, and now you're finally you're feeling like you're okay, you're like you still feel the energy around you or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're not gonna feel it like when somebody's crossed over and they come and they talk to you, because when they're one of your guides, they're kind of back behind you. You can't really hear them, but you can feel them. You can feel them guiding you.
Okay. How many, do you know how many spirit guides I have?
I see three.
Three.
Three. There could be more.
Okay. And do you see any angels around me?
Oh, yes.
Do you know how many you see? I mean, that I was like born. Am I born with angels, or do they just show up? I don't know.
I mean, it depends, like what we're calling angels. But like, I see that you've kind of always been connected with like the angelic realm. So it's what, like where your soul comes from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love them. So.
Yes.
Okay. And do you see any finances or any money?
I'm not seeing that there's a flow of it. There needs to be you would need to get involved in something to make it flow. Are you waiting on a settlement or something?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
Well, I'm hoping for a better settlement than the one they've given me, and I'm also hoping for a change of heart from someone who has stolen a lot from me, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And also, somebody I loved buried some, and I can't find it.
Oh, that's funny. That's so random. I actually saw that on a show the other day. A woman was sharing money. I am seeing that. Do you have an attorney for the settlement?
It's not an attorney I hired, but there is an attorney. Yeah.
I see that you need to. I'm seeing that there needs to be somebody on your side that's working for you. So whether I'm not seeing that you need to go and like necessarily hire like some big profile attorney, but if you investigate a little bit, I think that there's somebody like an attorney or somebody that already has a passion to go towards this and would be willing to help you maybe pro bono or something like that.
Is he family or is he somebody that, I mean, is there a direction I could go to find this person?
Do you have a family member that's an attorney?
Well, he's also part of this settlement, but also it's his mother that stole me blind. So I don't know if he's in a position to help or not because she may do the same thing to him. His other brother helped me as much as he could, and then he died. And then this one was supposed to help me, but she made him bail out.
I see that he's going to be able to help you, though.
Okay.
I would go and ask him if he's willing to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Maggie, you hang in there, okay? And I gotta play this for you.
No, 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 no.
With Maggie's, that was for Maggie's laugh. She's got such a great laugh. But I wonder if the listeners could say, whose laugh is better, Maggie's or the laugh I just played? What would you
Maggie.
Think? Maggie. I agree.
Bless your heart. You're so sweet.
I always told you, if you could tape your laugh, I'll download it, use it.
Okay.
Okay, that would be kind of cool. We'll be playing your laugh during each show. That would be that'd be like a piece of you with us, a piece of your energy. All right. Thanks, Maggie.
God
Take
bless
care.
Y'all. Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless you. Okay, folks, we're going to continue on here. Kendra, how do folks get a hold of you if they want to do a private reading with you?
Well, they can message me directly on Facebook, or they can send me an email at KendraDivinePurpose@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. And we do have the links here on the show page as well for Kendra. As far as how to get a hold of Kendra, they're right here on the show page on Journey into the Light. That's the radio show you're listening to, Journey into the Light. It's on the Blog Talk Network. So you may want to click on the follow button on the show page because we have shows every day and about 3 to 5 hours a day. And we've been doing it now close to 10 years. And also, if you're not friends with me on Facebook, please send me a friend request because I do post all the show information there. So you have the times of the shows and information about the guests. So it's a great information hub, especially in the spiritual field. Okay, let's go to Nicolette in New Jersey. And we do thank you for your donation very much.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, nice to meet you. I followed you for a long time.
Oh, you have? Thank
I,
you.
Yeah. Yes. I think you're fantastic, so thanks for having me. I don't want to say too much in the respect that it's kind of hard for me to really articulate it. But put very simply, I am going through a breakup after, it's been 5 years, I'm 29, so I don't want to say like I'm at that age, but, you know, I kind of am to make some, you know, big decisions. And I am at a standstill as to whether to truly let it go, which in my actions I have, in the sense that I don't reach out to him, you know, I have spoken to him, so on and so forth. I don't know if I should let that go or to become vulnerable or open to somebody else. I did meet somebody else very quickly, very shortly after the breakup, and I feel very vulnerable, which I know is extremely normal. But this person is going through a divorce, which makes me very scared and anxious and not ready to invest in something.
That's
kind of a big deal. Go ahead.
Isn't that what you're going through, though?
Not a divorce, but a breakup, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, first off, I got from the energy of your ex, or just from the universe, is saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Now, when you say whether or not you should let it go, are you still like on and off again with this person?
Through 5 years, we've had patterns of on and off, much more on than off. But yes, we've been through this before. It feels much more permanent than it ever has energetically. It very much feels over, and I've never felt that way before.
You keep going back because it's almost like you've invested so much that you know that it, I don't know if it started out really good or what, but there was something that kept you going back. And then towards the end, it was like, you wanted this like payout. Does that make sense? Not like financially, but I mean like you wanted to get back what you've put in, and I'm seeing that that's coming to a close. And that what is really necessary is balance, and that this person that has come into your life, I'm seeing a real significance there. Try to show unconditional love. I know that's hard because you've been hurt, but understand that this person understands what you're going through because they're going through a divorce. They understand that, and they're really going to be able to meet you where you are emotionally. That make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm getting that you're too enmeshed in this situation. So step back and see the bigger picture before you make any decisions or take action. Because I don't want you to run into anything. I see that energetically you need to disconnect in your own way from this person before you step in to this other relationship. And I see that the things that you're worried about with this other person, they're going to be more resolved when you do. Also, I would recommend doing the full moon burning ceremony, like I was saying to the other lady. I see that you're holding on to a lot of things from this relationship, whether it be energetically or like physically. You have things of his or things that remind you of him that cause you pain, that it makes you kind of feel like you're stuck in this, you know, emotional shenanigans with him because everything reminds you of him. I'm seeing that you just need to set that intention that you know, nothing can be won when love is lost, but that you can understand that you guys are just two different people and you've grown in two different directions. And accept and love the relationship for what it was and let go of everything that has hurt you. And don't bring it to the next relationship because then you're just setting yourself up for failure. Then you're just punishing somebody for what has been done to you from somebody else. And I know that that in and of itself is going to be like three times worse on you, because the moment that you do it, you're going to feel it and you're going to shame yourself for it and you're going to feel guilty for it. And then it's just going to be this never ending cycle. So I really see that you need to like cleanse and purify and take everything that just no longer serves you. I'm not saying like burn your couch and your TV, but like just the things that hold emotional sentiment that you feel like you can release yourself from, so that you can kind of cut that cord with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because as I'm talking to you, I'm in my living room and I do have physical sentiments from him, a stupid vase or something, and perhaps they just need to go to their rightful place, like the trash.
Or break it.
I don't, right. But energetically.
And allow yourself to release it by, like, breaking it, shattering it. Does that make sense? Like, don't just throw it away, and because then you're not cutting that cord. Like, energetically, you need to break free from it by, and then also make sure that you're bringing in what you want, set your intentions. So everything that you're removing from your life is making way for what you want to bring in. Sometimes we cleanse and we release and we don't set the intention of what we want, and then we're manifesting all this pain from our subconscious because, you know, we have all this space for things to come. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Are you feeling energetically like this is something that I should let go of full-heartedly?
Yes. You just got the frequency part of breaking through the barriers. You have expanded as much as you can with this relationship, and you've learned and grown to the point where now it's only going to cause you pain, because both of you guys are just going to be in it for the sake of not wanting to be alone, and mm-hmm. it's not going to be beneficial for either of you.
Got it. Yep.
But that doesn't mean that you
that
don't.
That resonates. No. That resonates completely with me. So I knew you were going to say that, but I had to ask anyway. So.
But I see it with enough time and healing that you guys can come back and be friends if you truly desire that. Because I see that there's like a friendship aspect, and that's the one thing. It's almost making me about to cry, that you don't want to lose that friendship aspect. And I'm seeing that you guys can still have that, just not right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very integrated as far as family ties go. And, you know, he's in business with my cousin. They met at Thanksgiving dinner, and my friends got along with his friends, and my father loves him. It's so much more than just, you know, him and I. And I think that as I became much more curious about spiritual things and you know, books and people like you and seminars, and as he did not, we disconnected. There was almost like a gap between the two of us where, although we love each other very much, there was just a true disconnect. And ran its course, which is something that whenever anyone is in love with somebody, you know, no one really wants to admit, but I can see that. And it's funny because I never go on Facebook. Like, I know who you are and I followed you, but I kind of don't really go on Facebook that much anymore. And I also don't have much free time because I work all the time. And I logged on, I don't know, 25 minutes ago, and then there you are on my newsfeed.
Oh.
So I was like, yes.
I
don't want to say it's what I needed to hear, but I know that from a synchronistic standpoint, that I definitely needed to tune in to your channel, no pun intended. So I really appreciate it. this new person, whatever it, you know, may be or may not be, the one who is going through a divorce, he does have three children. Do you think, do you feel that that is something that would be, and I don't have children, I have two cats, even though that's like the same thing.
Do you think that
would be an obstacle for me?
I don't see that that would ever be an obstacle. I see that you're very tapped into being able to unconditionally love when you want to. So, like, I see that you don't give your heart away to many people, but when you
no.
do, there's no limit. So I don't see that being an issue. I see that the issue is that you feel like you don't want to get attached to kids that you might not, you know, have, because the relationship might end. And that's you, again, having one foot in, one foot out, and that's going to sabotage your relationship if it ever happens. But I was going to ask you about work. I'm getting that
yeah.
you need to play, the play card came out, just like flew out of the deck. So I know that you have to be responsible and pay bills and all that, but I am getting that the universe is calling for you to play, get involved in things that bring you joy. I see a very creative nature in you, and that it's not right now, but while you're, you know, going and doing things that bring you joy, that a new career path is going to come into alignment. I'm seeing like next year, depending on like what steps you're taking. But I see that something is going to come to you. And I don't know if it's going to be like you starting your own business or something, but there's something that just sparks this level of absolute joy that you haven't felt really since you were a small child, before you had any fear. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. And I didn't expect to even touch on that. But yeah, it does. I've worked at this job for 5 years at the exact time of my relationship, because we met at work, and now we no longer work together. Thank God for that. But I don't love what I do. I just happen to be good at it, but I'm not fulfilled at all. And I've been racking my brain as to what it is that I could do that I love, and that I could also, you know, put food on the table, because sometimes it doesn't go hand in hand. And that's a big, 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 big thing for me that I actually don't even talk about or bring up. So I appreciate that. Yeah.
I also just got trust that you have the resources to get through the challenges that are before you, and let yourself stand out and be noticed. I don't know what kind of family background you come from, but I see that you have this natural, like, energetic quality about you, to where when you're in alignment, when you're happy, when you're, you know, doing what makes you just feel amazing, that everybody in the room is drawn to you like a magnet, and that through the process of socialization, I don't know who it was, but somebody felt like with the energy that you carry that you were going to get yourself hurt, or you know, whatever it was, they just kind of dimmed your light, and you felt like you needed to be smaller. You needed to not be as bright, if that makes sense. And I need you to understand that this person didn't do this maliciously or to try and hurt you or to make you be something that you weren't. They thought that they were protecting you, and it no longer serves you. And I would love you to just release that and allow yourself to just be the light that you are and shine it amongst everyone. Because when you are happy and when you are just in love with every minute of your day and people are drawn to you, it's okay, because you're bringing them all up and you're inspiring them with you. So never never try and be quieter or dimmer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're making me tear, and that doesn't happen too often. So thank you. So yeah, that does make sense. Thank you. I don't know how much time I have. I don't want to take up someone else's time. Do I have time for one more question, or do I not?
I'm not sure.
We're actually over.
Either.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're okay. Great.
Okay, I honor that. That's fine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep me updated. I'd love to hear.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. And again, if you're called in here, we're here with Kendra. Press the 1 on your phone to speak to Kendra. Now, I want to say one thing before we go to our next caller here on the show, and we're going to go to Deborah next here in just a second. But I want to say that that call that just ended was our only donation so far tonight. Now, Kendra's been doing a great, beautiful job, so my hat's off to her. But guys, you know, we're having a good time. I think everybody is, you know, having a good time, and that's good. But we got to remember what we come here for, you know, other than getting help with callers and listeners. But also, you know, this is an outreach. This is going and helping the folks less fortunate than us. Unless you slept outside last night, they are the less fortunate. If you look around where you're sitting right now and you see four walls and a roof, we might not have the things that we want, but we have it a whole lot better. And like I say, if it's not us, then who? You got to ask yourself a question. That Daniel Brinkley, the guy who had 3 near-death experiences, and he went ahead and he told me on the very first show, he said to me, Michael, he said, if God couldn't come today and sent you instead, then on your life review, what will you and God see that you've done to change the world? So just ask yourself that question. If God couldn't come today, put your name in there, and sent you instead, then on your life review, what would you and God see that you guys have done to make the world a better place? And when you really think of that, I mean, it is mind-blowing. It is it's like, did I, especially when you get older, you start thinking, did I live a good life? Did I do the things that I you know, could have done, should have done? You know, when I was out Saturday with the homeless, and I was in the middle of feeling kind of like, you know, where do I find them? I'm not finding them in the right spots, you know. And I heard a voice say, keep going, keep going, keep pushing forward. And I saw a guy off in the grass walking away from the street. So I couldn't quite get to him from that way. So I circled all the way around. You'd be amazed how I get to these people. I mean, I make the biggest U-turns, the biggest go-arounds. and I went around. His name is Steve. I put up his picture Saturday, and he was raising money because he needed to get a bus ticket to get to the East Coast before his mom dies. So those are the people we run across, and it's like, hey, I'm going to give you a lifting hand. I'm going to help you out. And he was so happy. And he told me to tell all of you. He was praying for all of us. And I said, Steve, we're going to pray for you too. And I want everybody to remember Steve tonight. But please, come on, guys. Let's step it up. And let's dig a little deeper and show our love and help those less fortunate that need a help. Being hand up. I know a lot of people don't want to do this themselves or maybe don't have time, and that's fine. I love doing it. We just need the financial backing. That's it. That's it. And so the links are there. You can donate either through PayPal or GoFundMe, and we always say, you know, $25 for a 10-minute reading, because that is what works after doing this for about 10 years. But gosh, if someone can do a blessing of something more, sometimes there's people that come around like that. It's rare, but it goes so much further. And I know I have two families that I am really wanting to help this week that have nothing. They don't have electricity. They have two little kids. They have nothing in their refrigerator. And I told them I would come through, and I am way, way short of that right now. But anyway, so please help. And even if you can't do 25, whatever you can do, it all helps. It all helps. So we're going to continue on with our calls and Kendra and everybody that's here tonight. Okay? Tomorrow night, Media Michelle Fletcher will be here. And that's at the same time, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. Okay, Kendra, let's go and bring in Deborah to the show. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Kendra. Do you remember when we spoke last week?
Yeah.
I did a private reading with you. I just wanted to know if anything new, if you feel anything or sense anything.
I was wondering how everything was going.
Well, that's why I'm here with you.
So I'm not seeing,
no news is better than bad news.
You said what?
I said no news is better than bad news.
Well, I'm seeing that there's, polarities in your spiritual pursuits and physical pleasure are out of balance. So do whatever is necessary to bring them back into equilibrium. I'm also seeing, like, I feel like I keep repeating the same thing, but that everybody really needs to use this new full moon energy to release what no longer serves us, the hurt that's been done to us, the things that we're holding on from other people that just no longer serve us. I'm seeing that we all need to just release and cleanse and set the intentions of what we truly want, because sometimes we don't even allow ourselves to really go into what we truly want out of fear that we won't get what we desire. And that's just, it's impossible for you to desire something that you're not able to manifest in a universe based on law of attraction. So really set your intention on what you want to bring into your life, and remove the clutter of the things that, does that make sense? Like the hurt and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess it does. So just cleanse and just stay focused on what I'm, do you see anything about my daughter's situation or anything like that, or?
Again, like, I see that, honestly, I see that if you would really benefit, she would benefit you doing a healing session. I don't know how to explain this energetically, like, but unless
I keep doing what I need to do for me, she'll get better in time or something like that.
Yes, because right now you guys are both stuck in this, like, energy where she's not moving towards you, and we don't know, you know, where she's moving, but I don't think that there's a need to be very worried. I see that you need to release yourself from the guilt that you hold that you're responsible, because she is we all have free will and we all make our own choices. And I don't see that she's in any danger.
Okay, but one thing I'm worried about, I don't know if you see anything about this, like, you know, since my aunt's passing, there's going to be, like, an inheritance, and I'm worried about her part with that, since she's stuck in her situation, like, that could be, like, her demise. I don't know if you know what I'm saying? Like, because she's stuck in a situation that I can't help her at, because I'm dealing with my own situation, which I'm on the right road, but I'm worried that this inheritance... Yeah, I'm worried that this inheritance since my aunt's passing will be, you know, since,
I don't see it coming
again,
through
again,
it
can't be nothing but what happened?
I don't see it coming through before either one of you guys move in a healing space. Does that make sense? So just release yourself of those worries, because I see what you're worried about, and I totally get it. And just understand that's not going to happen, but the more you worry about it, the more you're going to draw towards you what you don't want.
Right. I get it.
So, okay. I mean, because the universe is going, thinking that's what you want because you're focused on it. But I see, like, I literally see, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just, it's like you go through this release and this healing, and it's just right now is just the perfect time for that, just with this energy that's coming in and this full moon. And I see that it's like you feel like you just took a healing shower where everything in your body is just cleansed, and you're just feeling like, wow, everything makes sense. And then bam, you get a phone call, or bam, thing happens where this stagnation, this plateau that you guys are at, where you're kind of like in this energetic power struggle of like nobody's gonna, you know, no, like it's like a push pull type of thing. I see that once I see that this, it just looks like light is shining on you, and it's just so much clarity and healing, and you're just in this very like grateful and compassionate space for everything that you've been through, because it brought you to where you are now. And you're able to love people completely from wherever they are. And you just have this new understanding and this compassion for yourself. And then that brings back the family. And when she comes back to you, she's not going to feel like she needs to. Because I see right now that she feels like she can't live her own life and have you in it. And I know that that's not true.
But she's got two babies that I worry about, you know, but I guess we just got to pray for them.
You don't even need to do that. Just know that they're going to be okay. And know that she's okay. And know that you raised her right. And know that just because of the certain choices or the things that are around her, know that she's safe, because that this is just her coping mechanism right now. And once you learn, once you heal from these things that have held you captive for most of your life, once you get the light of consciousness on, it's not even necessarily about that is a bad thing or this and that. It's just simply a coping mechanism. So once you just release yourself of feeling like all of that shame and all that stuff that has been put upon you because of other people's projections, releasing yourself from that, then you're going to be able to look at her from any space that she's at and not project like worry or all that stuff that had happened to you onto her. You're going to be able to release, and she's going to be able to feel like she can come to you and share her life with you and not make you worried or not make you feel, you know, like you need to protect her, because she's trying
to
show you.
She runs away from me, because I smother her too much when she comes back. And then
and she's
she
can't like,
deal
can't
with
she
it.
Get, like, I see her, like, just, like, doesn't she know me? Like, I'm getting teared up, like, thinking about it. Like,
oh
I know that
God.
She's not making great, great choices, but she is a strong woman. She is a very strong woman. And, like, oh, God, I never get choked up like this. But just feeling into you both, like, you truly just love each other so much. And I see, it's going to come back together. But it's going to be a different dynamic. It's going to be unconditional instead of, you have to understand that children come into us and we think that they are an extension of us. And we think that we need to do all these things to keep them safe. But really, they have their own contract that they chose to be, you know, our children. And we're just here to, you got her through, and she made it to be an adult. And those that I don't see anything that you need to feel guilty about or ashamed about or feel like you did it wrong, because I see that you raised a very strong, amazing, beautiful woman.
She just inherited my floor.
No, that's not it. It's just simply a coping mechanism. She didn't learn.
Right.
She does. The thing is we're coming into a path, a time, a very pivotal point in history where we can release ourselves from needing coping mechanisms, because we don't force ourselves to do things that don't bring us joy anymore. It's shifting that paradigm of going towards your joy and not needing a coping mechanism anymore, because you just simply don't need it. You don't have anything to cope for. So,
okay. Makes sense. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for last week, and you have a great night, and I appreciate it, and that totally makes sense, and I feel better. Thank you.
Oh, great. You're very welcome.
Okay, have a great night, Michael, as well. Okay, thank you, everyone. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. All righty. Okay, we are going to call that a wrap there, and thank you, Kendra. You had a lot on your hands there, so we appreciate you bearing with it and doing great. And
I love it.
So we love having you on the show. So thanks so much again for coming on. And we'll see you on the next show then. Thanks again.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, everybody, and we are going to say goodnight, and I'll be back on tomorrow on LA Talk Radio with Jennifer Taylor, my partner in the homeless mission, but she's my co-host on Empowering Your Life, and we really got a great guest on. He's a studier of all major religions. He's traveled the world, and it's really going to be a great show. I'll put the links up so you can listen. And then Media Michelle will be here tomorrow, Media Michelle Fletcher, and tomorrow night. So that'll be a great show, as always. And then we have a new guest on Thursday night. It's not actually new, but some of you guys weren't here before when she was here. And so thanks again, everybody. Much love. Thanks, Nikki, for being my assistant tonight. I appreciate you very much. Thanks for everybody coming out tonight, and all the listeners, and all everybody. So thanks, everybody, and have a good night. Much love.